Guys,
what?
The baby has a penis.
Wait, I lost the bet.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not supposed to be excited.
What did we win? What did I win?
What did we win? You won nothing.
One being right.
Oh, you know what? You won.
Oh, I think you might be getting something.
Oh my God!
Thunderstorm!
You're getting God!
I'm getting Zeus.
Are you getting her the vibrator?
No!
I don't need it anymore.
Everyone always needs a vibrator.
Tell me! I'll give it to all of you.
That's not fair. I'm the only one that won.
Tell me.
Sounds like paper. Is it cash?
Tell me the last time.
All scrunched up.
The last time you guys had one of these.
Oh, I love these things.
Oh, man.
Avula.
You know what? Fruit. I actually had one not long
Fruit
ago.
Fruit by the foot.
Because I stole it from KG's goodie bag from the party. She was so mad at me.
Wow. Can I eat it right away?
Yeah,
I want to eat it right away, too. Let's piss off some people and eat it on air.
I have been an adult for over 15 years. And I have never thought of buying myself these
things. They're so delicious.
Because my mom never bought me one.
But it's like, it's also a thing when you're past the age of 12, you're like, these don't exist anymore.
Right. You forget that when you're 12, you were like, I'm going to eat these so much when I'm an adult.
Yeah. And I never bought myself one. And I saw them when I went to the store the other day. And I was like, oh my God.
But yeah, I was excited. So that's why you win, Sloan.
Because, I'll win one.
Because you chose a penis.
You get one anyways because they're yours.
Because they're mine and I pay for them.
I'm going to get one because you have the penis in you.
Only penis inside me.
She's got the penis in her. She's got the penis in her.
The only thing I kept thinking of, too, was that that whole fact about how, like, baby boys have erections in your uterus. Sometimes when, like, I feel a poke, I'm like...
So you got a boy. Yay!
Yeah.
Baby penis.
Wow, that was amazing. Thank you for that souvenir.
That was delicious.
We should take a picture of this.
They're stuck in my teeth a little bit too, so I'm going to keep enjoying it for the next few minutes.
Okay, so welcome to All My Side. This is episode 21. Yeah.
And now we're really like, we're the shit.
Now we're the shit. We're like in it now.
Legal everywhere.
What are we going to say when we're going to be at episode 74?
Now we just bought a cane.
Now we can drink beer, and in that honor, we're drinking beer tonight.
Take that, all beer inside.
There you go. See?
I put myself back on Tinder.
What? Why?
Because I was angry.
Oh. Why? He just invited you out to dinner.
I know. That was like Saturday I did that.
Oh, okay. Why were you angry?
You know, we don't talk every day. We don't text. It's like, I don't know where this is going sort of thing. And sometimes I'm like, I don't care. Like, whatever. And sometimes I'm just like, ugh, I feel like I'm giving him all my best moments that I have that are free or, like, available for him. Like, after I've patched in all my friends sort of thing. And he doesn't do that. Mm. So I was kind of like, oh, fuck this. And, like, I texted him on the Saturday night because I saw him on the Wednesday. Didn't see him on Thursday, I didn't hear from him. Friday, I didn't hear from him. Saturday, I knew he had a show, so I texted him, and I was like, hey, have a good show, and, like, for inspiration, like, a crazy guy on a stage, like, dancing, like, ridiculous.
Okay.
And he didn't answer until Sunday afternoon, and I was like, no.
He didn't answer at all? Really?
No. He didn't say, oh, thanks, or whatever. And then his message was like, oh, man, sorry, I got, like, super hungover. I got home at 6 a.m., whatever, whatever. how's your weekend? And I was like, I was like,
yeah. Okay. And so you went back on Tinder that day. You're like, no. Fuck you, man.
Saturday, I was with Asia and he wasn't responding. And I was like, oh, you know, like, if we're going to go with the flow, like, fuck this. I'll just put my Tinder back on. And then I gave it to her and I was like, you should go on Tinder. And she was like having so much fun with my Tinder. I think she's going to go back on it. Anyways, and then he texted me and I was like, oh, sans un peu. And I was like, oh, well, like 3 hours later, I was like, oh, I hope you're doing fine. My weekend is fine. And that was it. And then he was like, oh, thanks. I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm going to have a nap. Do you want to do something tonight? And I'm like, sure. Dot.
Like, dot. Your dot.
But you whatever.
Than Charlie's dots.
Yeah. Not the same. And I was at the park with Annabelle and she's having issues with her Irish boy.
Oh, that moved for her?
Yeah, yeah. And we were just like in a bitch mood. Well, not bitch mood, like a random mood. It was like, oh, fuck this, whatever. So anyway, and I was
screw
like,
you boys.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back home. He's going to come over. I'm going to be like, pauvre, like, I think I'm kind of over this whole thing, you know? And then he comes in with his gloriousness, you know? He's like, hi, like, super nice. Him like, God damn it.
Trying to be mad at you.
Yeah. And then today he was like, what are you doing Wednesday? Do you want to go? I'd like to take you to a Portuguese restaurant. So I was like, okay.
So you didn't talk to him at all about it?
No, because I was mad, and I was like, no reason to be mad. This is great.
We're so different. It's crazy.
I know. But, yeah. Anyways, so we're having a dinner date.
Which is a big deal for you.
It's a big deal for me.
Yeah.
Eating and on a date.
We said it on a previous episode. It's official for you.
That is a big deal. Yes, it's official. It's a big deal.
Do you know which restaurant you're going to?
Yeah. Brasero.
Oh, that's like near the Gentleman Market, isn't it? Kind of up like...
Possible. Sur Saint-Laurent.
Yeah, I heard it was fantastic.
Yeah, apparently it's very chill, but food was really good.
One of my clients was just telling me about it. Because there's this little like Portuguese place that a lot of people in Montreal know called Ramados, which is like...
Ramados.
Yeah, it's like a bakery and you could buy chicken in a hole in the wall. Apparently it's the best Portuguese chicken ever. This place is apparently good as or better. Yeah. Lucky.
We'll see.
This thunders for
you. I hope you guys can like hear it. I hope we don't lose power. That would suck. We just spent like 20 minutes trying to make this thing work.
Seriously.
What's up?
But wait, I'm not done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I went back on Tinder.
Oh, right. That was the whole story.
Got so many matches.
Oh, no
way. It's ridiculous. It's like if you don't go on it for like months and you plug yourself back on it, guys are really actually not bad.
I agree that guys aren't that bad on it.
If you're on it every day, you're like, this is, it gets gross really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But like the 2 days that I was on it, it was all good. I got like so many matches. I was like, I feel fabulous.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Did you start talking to anyone?
Yeah.
What
was your Are you still talking to anyone?
No.
Oh.
So are you off Tinder now?
Yeah.
Okay. So you were on Tinder for a day?
Two
days.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still on it.
Are you?
Are you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you had somewhat of a talk after, like, 3 weeks.
I had somewhat of a talk after 5 dates, yes.
Like, recently? How'd this talk go? Oh, yeah. You guys are official?
So no, that you guys were Tinder? A thing.
We were a thing.
So why are you still on Tinder?
Okay, atando. Chris. I want to crawl in a hole. Okay, when we first started dating, he was like, I'm not looking for anything. Went on 5 dates. And he's like, so what are you looking for?
Can I just say this, though?
Yeah.
Every time I go on a date, I say, I'm not looking for anything. I think a lot of people's defense mechanism into dating is, I'm not looking for anything.
Yeah, in case you hate the person, right?
Or just in case it goes quickly and you don't want it to go quickly. I think it's...
Right.
It's safe to say you were always like, I told you from the beginning, I'm not looking for anything serious.
Right. Except me, I actually say the truth.
And what so did you say?
When I say I'm not looking for anything, I'm literally not looking for anything. Mm-hmm. It's not like defense mechanism. I'm not looking for anything. So he asked me if I was looking, like what I was looking for and everything else. And I was like, oh, well, you know, just go with the flow and whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. And I started telling him that it probably wasn't smart for us to become a thing because we both got out of, especially him, just got out of a really long relationship.
Yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. Like, you technically could be ready.
I technically could be ready because it's only almost been a year. Him, it's been since February, which is like, it's like, plus she lives like right next door. Anyway, and I was like, you know, you should probably like play the field, like don't regret anything. Just like go crazy, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, you're probably right. We could keep going on Tinder and then go on dates and then see if ever we keep falling back to each other, basically, you know?
One of those... If you love something, let it go. If it comes back.
Kind of. Oh my God.
That's how you know.
Kinda. So I was like, yeah, sure. You know, so I'm still on Tinder. Like,
but
I'm
you're
still
okay
going
with
on
that?
It. Yeah. I told him that I was okay with that. Like I said last episode, like, I don't care if he dates other people.
See, I'm at the point where if he would tell me that he's dating other people, I'd be like, okay, well, we're totally ending this.
Yes,
like,
but you guys have been together for 4 months,
it's been
right?
A while,
5 months. So
For me, it's been 5 dates.
Okay. True, true.
So true. I don't care, right? Yeah. I have 5 dates for you guys. You didn't even know his last name. So,
oh, fuck.
So,
but it's crazy because I was like that too.
Right.
It just took me longer, I think, to get to this point than it would take you to get to where I am.
Yeah, because apparently I'm there. I already passed you. And it's been 7 dates. So at number 7, so last, okay, so 5, whatever. So then he went on vacation for 2 weeks, right?
Right?
He
right.
went to work and then vacation and text each other every day practically and everything. It was great, whatever. He came back on Saturday and I had a wedding on Saturday and he said, Saturday, I'm coming over. And I'm like, okay, sure.
Assertive. I like it.
Yeah. He's like, I'm coming over Saturday. So I was like, yeah, I'm working though. Like, I'm working on Saturday all day. And then I'm working on the Sunday. I have a birthday party that I have to go to. And he's like, well, too bad. I don't care.
You're not sleeping.
I like this guy. Because he's too bad. I don't care. You're not sleeping. So I'm like, okay, great. So he came over. So I cleaned my whole fucking house.
Painted.
I painted.
Is it the first time he came over?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why you lost my earphones. It's because he was coming over.
What so has to cleaned. Do with your... I cleaned. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why you lost my earphones.
Yes, that's how... Yeah, I cleaned my house and I put away stuff and now I have no idea where things are. And he came over and we didn't sleep, I guess you can say.
Did he have to go to work?
I went to work the next day. But anyways, it was a 100th birthday party.
Really?
That person was still alive?
No, they were just celebrating her birthday.
That person had more energy than me. It was crazy. She plays pool twice a week. She has like 75 friends. She has like insane. I couldn't even believe it. Like I was expecting, I went to the birthday party expecting like this old lady. I was like, oh, we're going to have to take portraits. She's going to have to be sitting on a chair the whole time, blah, because they're like a little bit more boring. She comes in, she's like, da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, hi, I'm Charlie. Who are you? She's like, I'm the birthday girl. And I'm like, what? I was like, are you fucking joking? You're 100.
What's her secret?
Did she look 100? No, I swear to God, I thought she was 80.
Oh, wow, 20 years.
Yeah.
That's a compliment you don't get when you're like 30 or 40. No.
20 years 10. Difference. So, yeah, so she looked 80. She was like, I kept offering her a seat. It's like, would you like to sit down while we wait? She's like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, damn, yeah, I want to sit down.
My legs hurt. That's what you're up all night having sex, but she wasn't.
But that's also probably why she always wants to stand. Because then she doesn't get used to, like, sitting down.
Oh, right? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's probably hard for her to get up when she's sitting down.
She's like, once I sit down, I don't get up. so that's it. So he came to sleep over and everything. Then he left. I brought him to the metro after I went working. And then he said, what are you doing later? You want to see each other again? And I was like,
oh. Later today?
Yeah, like on the Sunday night. So last night.
That's
And I was intense. Okay, fine. So I went over to his place and then we had to talk again.
Did you really have that expression on your face when you went like, oh.
No, okay. I didn't, but it was more like, it wasn't like, oh no. It wasn't like, oh no, not you again. It was more like, this is going fast. Because I knew that it was going to come that when I went to his house on Sunday, we had to talk again. And he asked me again what I was looking for. So he wants to be exclusive. Because I told him the exact same thing. I was like, well, you know... Like we spoke about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever. You should date other people and I should too. And he like is pushing. So
I think you should go on a couple of dates this week. Get it out of the way so you can see that you probably ended up on a really good guy.
He is really good.
You should probably take this and run, Charlie.
Yeah. Yeah. He wants a lot of sex though. Like a lot.
Not Charlie's forte.
No.
I don't have an issue with that.
No, most it was too much.
Though. Most guys are like little.
I don't know. Are rabbits. They though?
I think so.
It's always up. Always.
Yeah.
Always. Like it makes no sense. And I even went to his house on Sunday, yesterday, and I told him.
He greeted you with a boner?
Yeah.
Welcome to my home.
Welcome to my home. My roommate's not here. No. I told him no sex. I told him, let's get to know each other a little bit. Like, let's talk, you
let's
know?
Let's practice abstinence.
Yeah, that took like an hour.
And then you guys are having sex again.
Yeah.
Maybe this will help with your sex drive.
No.
Okay.
It really doesn't.
Just eat oysters.
Hey, speaking of oysters, at the wedding on Saturday, I tried my first ever oyster.
Was it delicious?
It was very slimy. It tasted exactly like ocean.
That's lime. Good. You put more salt on it and a little bit of lemon.
More salt? It was so salty.
It's so good.
Oh, lemon. I should have tried that.
Yeah. Mm. You can put a little bit of Tabasco. Oh, no, not you.
Not me. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Right. I retract that.
Oh, Charlie and her pussy taste buds.
I could eat.
My pussy everything, apparently.
I could eat oysters all day.
Really?
But they're so slimy. They don't taste like anything, like other than like seawater.
Mm. No. It's like wine. You develop the taste.
Oh, okay.
I don't. I find
they all taste different. Some of them are really delicious. Some of them are not so good.
I guess it's how you cook them, like mussels, right?
But probably. They're better raw, not cooked. I don't like cooked
oysters. Yeah, I have to agree with that. I once ordered like deep fried oysters raw? Or something from a restaurant. Ugh. And yeah, they were not good because they're still slimy, but they're cooked and warm. Like, you're better off having like the cold
ocean water almost. Yeah.
Slime.
Oh, really? Cool.
And they're good for your sex drive. So keep that up.
Pills? I'll take the pills if there's oyster pills.
Oyster pills?
There must be like pills for a sex drive though.
But you know what? I told myself that I was going to go see like a Chinese herbalist or something and try to figure out if there's anything, because I went to pharmacy to actually start looking for it, because it's like, it's annoying.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little annoying not having a sex drive at all.
And it sucks because I feel like you get really close to your partner during those moments.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. And I have like volonté. Like, I don't want to. So I went to the pharmacy. I didn't find anything. Like, I was like on WebMD, like trying to fucking figure out what vitamin or something that I needed. I didn't find anything. So I might go see a Chinese herbalist. Maybe they'll tell me.
Because the Chinese always have it right for you.
Yeah, apparently. Because I love Asia. So yeah, so we'll see.
Apparently orange underwear.
Well, I was wearing orange underwear, remember? When you were doing my hair.
They were like pastel. I wasn't horny. Orange. They were like pastel. Thank God.
Hold on.
They were like pastel orange.
Hold on,
like
hold on.
Electric orange.
Orange underwear makes your sex drive go higher?
Apparently, because orange is the color that gives you energy. So I guess if you wear like orange underwear, it gives you energy to your...
Punani.
Right.
I think you should go with the herbs.
I believe in a lot of things, but that sounds a little extreme.
A little far-fetched?
Yeah, far-fetched.
Right.
It's like my mom that says wear red underwear on New Year's Eve because it brings good luck.
Because of you, I do that.
Really?
Yeah.
So funny.
And like every year I do that. I'm like, I've had some pretty shit years in the past years, you know? I've had a really good one this year. See? And last year was a really good one too.
So did you wear red underwear?
I did.
Bang. So it works.
Yeah, but like the other ones before that were pretty shitty.
But didn't you start like 2 or 3 years ago? No. I just told you about this.
No, that was like La Senza Day.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
I had that knowledge back then.
Okay, cool. Unless it was another Italian person that said that to me.
I do remember telling you that.
It's Italians and their superstitions.
And we talked about also eating grapes. That was you, actually. No?
Eating grapes, what does that do?
Apparently you're supposed to eat grapes at midnight also.
I think I said that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we had that conversation.
Yeah, here. Oh, here?
On the podcast.
Oh, what? I don't remember that. I don't remember this. It must have been when I was drinking.
Yeah, it was like Christmas and New Year's Eve and stuff.
I remember texting it to you or like talking to you about it.
I don't remember this at all.
Anyways.
They're my brain. Oh, maybe it was a text. Actually, now it rings a bell.
Yeah.
Okay. I still don't remember what the grapes do, though.
I don't remember either. But you're supposed to eat grapes. I can imagine Sloane, like, at 11:58 with a grape in her hand going, I'm waiting. Waiting for the 2 minutes. In her red underwear.
Wearing nothing else. Just, like, grapes in my red underwear. That would be very atypical of me.
You really get to know somebody, when they sleep over for the first time. Mm. When Ken came over to sleep over, he kept asking me these questions like, hey, do you have that? Do you have that? Do you have that? And I was always like, no.
Have what, though? Like, what?
Okay, so I found out that I'm a really simple person. I don't need this stuff. Like, example, one that I remember is he was making bacon in the morning. And he's like, do you have a grease shield for on top of your bacon so that it doesn't...
Who has
it's
that?
Like, it's like a... I know what it is. It's like those...
Grill?
No, it's like a screen that you put on top of your...
I've seen that for pasta sauce, but not for bacon.
There's some for bacon, too, because so that it doesn't squirt
Nobody
everywhere.
Has this, though.
So I was like, no, I don't have that.
No one has that.
No, nobody has that.
I've seen it around. But anyways, I'm glad to hear
that. Okay, but the normal people don't have that.
No. You know, I'm a bachelor. I live by myself. I don't cook. I don't drink stuff. I don't, like...
Hey, we didn't chin-chin.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, whatever. Because we're drinking beer, it's not official.
But. It's true, but isn't that kind of... Yeah, it's too late.
So then it made me realize how, like, it's important to live with somebody before, like, something serious or whatever.
Because you might really want weird things like bacon screens.
Bacon screens?
Well, at least you can put... But at least you can put all your things together and then have everything.
Yes. I guess so.
Just think about it. If you guys move in together, you'll have cool things like that.
Oh, wow. Like bacon screens?
Bacon screens.
And then we'll sleep over and we'll be like, Charlie, where's your bacon screen?
You have a bacon screen? You're so cool.
You made it in life. I want to do a little
announcement.
Shout out.
Shout out.
To somebody.
To somebody?
Somebody.
But nobody listens to this.
Actually, we have somebody in Dubai that listens to us.
What?
What?
It's a girl that I used to work with.
She lives in Dubai now?
Little Kelly. Yeah. She lives in Dubai now. She moved in Dubai in May, early May.
Lucky bitch.
Yeah. And this is how she keeps track of my life. And she finds this so fucking funny and hilarious. She listens to us in her car with her boyfriend.
Oh no way.
I love
that. Yeah.
Oh, well.
So in the streets of Dubai.
Yeah. Hi, little Kelly, you said?
Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. And boyfriend? What's up, yo?
Boyfriend is Jay. Jay and Kelly.
Jay and Kelly.
Oh, that sounds like a talk show.
I was going to say that.
That's awesome. It's the Jay and Kelly show.
In their little tiny car in the streets of like 50 Dubai. Degree Dubai.
Dubai, yeah. We thought it was hot here today. Try living in Dubai.
I honestly, because she's back in Montreal for like 2 weeks now because she had a wedding. So she came to the office and we saw her.
Jeez. And, you guys take like, a plane for like 20 plus hours for a wedding? I'd be like, fuck you.
You guys aren't that important to me. No.
I think she also really wanted to come back.
Okay. To me, every time I think of Dubai, I think of a super futuristic town that makes no sense.
With camels.
Like everything. Camels. There's camels?
I think of camels when I think of Dubai.
Really?
I think I'm thinking of something
there else. There are some, apparently, on the beach.
I think on the beach? Yeah.
I was thinking flying saucers. I don't know. Beach camels?
I was thinking, no, all I think of is like very weird looking buildings and everything's very gray.
No, I don't think it's like that. It's just everything is indoors because it's so hot during the summer that you can't be outside. You can't go on the beach because the sand will burn you. So you have to hang out in malls at AC, you know?
Apparently, their summers are like as miserable as our winters.
It's just the complete opposite.
Right.
And they can't wear less clothes, you know? It's like it's still there.
Makes sense.
So in the meantime, she listens to us and she finds this very entertaining. So
I love that.
Probably not this show though.
Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Kelly and Jay.
She's gonna like this because we mentioned them.
There you go.
So this is gonna be the best show for her.
Should we put in the title too?
Hello, Kelly and Jay.
In Dubai.
In Dubai.
So far it seems to be the highlight of the show. So.
Well, other than you having a penis inside of you.
I have a penis. I have a very tiny penis inside me. And we're really excited about it.
What else happened?
Nothing.
Hey, I'm booking my plane ticket this Wednesday for Portugal.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm definitely going.
You're
good
going.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Done.
Done.
Done deal.
Good for you. Does he know?
Yep.
And did he suggest you coming back with him?
Nope.
Or meeting up there? No.
Don't ask Ken if he has a friend.
He didn't book his tickets yet.
Oh.
No. So that's why I'm like, I'm booking mine. And if when he books his, if he's not like, okay, we'll be in the same town at the same time.
Right. But are you going with somebody or are you going alone?
Going alone.
So what happens if he doesn't end up going? Then you're just going to Portugal alone?
Yeah. Well, yeah. She goes to vacations alone, like places alone all the time.
Okay.
She went to Ireland. Well, yes, partly alone. No, partly alone.
I thought you were with someone.
I was with someone, but we split up at one point. I was by myself for like 4 or 5 days.
Well, that's fun.
It was great. I had sex and everything.
It's a stranger that has your glasses.
Oh, my glasses that I loved. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Mm-hmm. He has a memento of me.
Yeah. Glass slipper.
Oh. Glass slipper on my face.
Weird.
But
how creepy would it be if he still has it like on his bibliothèque, like just there, and it's like it says "Mystery Girl" on it or something
from Canada
with a voodoo doll next to it or something?
Because he probably found some of my hair in his bed, you know. So he was like all rocked up. Maybe that's why I keep on having UTIs.
Maybe. Oh, we didn't.
He's like, he keeps pinning the vagina of the voodoo doll. It's so funny.
The voodoo doll that's wearing my glasses. It's like a pony seizure.
That's hilarious. Oh,
man. Maybe. That would explain a lot, actually. Nobody knows that you used to have another UTI. That's why we're drinking beer. Because that makes sense.
drinking beer instead of wine because Sloan has a UTI.
Now, every time somebody's going to see me with a beer, will be like, do you have any UTI? I
heard it on your show. No, that's not it. It's just because I didn't want to drink and I got convinced into drinking a beer.
Is this your first beer?
Yeah.
You're like nursing that, huh?
You said that like a witch, like, you're nursing that.
Same with the voodoo theme. Yeah, you like chugged yours.
I chugged everything, though.
Wow, that could have been interpreted as really dirty.
I know, right?
Can we talk dirty for a second?
Sure.
What? Well, sure. How often do you guys swallow?
Never.
To be completely honest, for a while, it was like pretty much every time because I don't know why. It's like, he likes what? That.
Say that again?
It was like almost every time.
Oh, gross.
But I've noticed that if it's first thing in the morning before I've eaten anything, it makes me a little bit nauseous. So these things have kind of stopped, especially in the morning. Because also, since I've been pregnant, I don't like to have night sex for some reason. I only like to have like morning and daytime sex. And because
well, a lot of people have that preference, though.
Actually, a lot of women have that preference.
But before the pregnancy, it was the complete opposite. I really more or less only enjoyed night sex. And now it's like I'm just too fucking tired at nighttime. So it usually ends up happening more in the morning. So when it comes to that, I can't swallow because it'll make me nauseous. So these days, hardly ever. But before my pregnancy, all the time.
So, gross. But hold on. When you have sex, you finish him off like that?
Something. Well, when we weren't trying to get pregnant, yeah. Because
why?
We didn't want the semen going in the other place.
Oh. When you weren't.
Yeah.
When you weren't.
Yeah. And then for like the 1 month.
But aren't you on the pill though?
No, I haven't been on the pill since I had KG.
Oh, so that would happen all the time?
Very often, yeah. Not all the time. Like, yeah.
Wait a second.
But all those calories that you took in.
Is it really that high in calories?
Wait a second. You weren't on the pill.
No, I haven't been on the pill. I took the pill a little bit while I was breastfeeding KG, and it was like a really mild pill. But my thing is, I forget my pill all the time. That's how I got pregnant with KG.
Right. Yeah.
So we just decided to stop and try other methods.
So you use condoms?
No, more pull out and into my mouth.
But pull out doesn't actually work.
It did for us. I never got pregnant. I got pregnant faster on the pill than I did the pull out method. It worked for us. And really, we're at the point where we already had one child. If it didn't work, it wasn't the end of the world.
Right. Yes, I agree.
But it did work for us for 7 years. Because when we got pregnant with this baby, we were trying. It was like the 1 month we were trying, we got pregnant. And it worked for us, yeah. In my mouth, on my back.
Oh, my worked. God. On your face and your hair.
Whatever
everywhere.
Do
you never swallow?
No. I tried it once when I was younger. But it made me extremely nauseous, like to the point where I almost puked.
You need food in your stomach before.
I'm pretty sure I had food in my stomach. Oh, yeah. But anything, for me, it's like, it's very easy. But back then, I was extremely stressed growing up, and anything made me nauseous. Like every morning, I would puke from nausea.
God. Really?
Yeah, so I couldn't even relately, like I could try anything, like...
Pussy but stomach, along with pussy taste buds.
Yeah, maybe. If I tried it today, maybe it would
Did
be better.
Did you think it
but...
was spicy?
Is this spicy? Did you eat pepper?
No.
Is there pepper
but
in
no,
the
No. But I hate everything that's like glue grossness, right?
I was
right?
going to say, you can't eat like also, melted ice cream, right?
No, or eggs that have to be well done. So,
Well, I think you need to eat more oysters and then try again.
Yeah.
You didn't answer your own question, though.
It's because... Like, I'm not a big swallower because I'm on the pill, so usually it ends up in me. But because I had this.
UTI?
I did, yeah, because I had the UTI. I didn't want to have sex with him. And I did the whole thing. And usually I never, like, swallow, really, except for, like, I think I swallowed, like, 3 times in my life.
Okay.
And he was, like, one of those guys.
That wants it?
That I did it for.
Oh.
No, he didn't say, like, swallow that bitch. You know?
Really?
Take it off.
There are those guys. They exist.
I know, but I would not date that guy. I'd be like, okay, bye.
I don't see it as a... The only reason I would see it beneficial, I guess, is if you don't want to clean up.
It is a lot cleaner.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Then, but I mean, but you could also like, just go spit in their sink.
Yeah, but then you have to like run away and yeah, like and why, right?
It's not very attractive after and you're like...
As long as you have a glass of water next to your bed, I think you're fine.
Oh, no, that's even grosser. I'd rather go
no,
spit.
No, to drink it.
Oh, wash it down.
not to spit in the water.
I was just talking about cleaning up and you talk about a glass. I thought you meant spitting it out of the glass.
Keep a spit jar in your nightstand.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's why. I was like, that's even grosser. What the fuck?
And then ça sèche avec comme une croûte dans le fond du verre.
Oh, that's so
and
disgusting.
Then guys are like, what is this? Oh...
You'll see.
Why is it milky? No. Gross.
But I can only do it to guys that I like really feel
comfortable with.
Yeah.
I don't see the point. That's my that's my thing. Like, why would
but,
I do it?
No, but to me, it's like I wanted to. Like, oh. I wanted to.
But why?
Because
I'm not like saying. I'm asking like because, I'm actually asking the question.
I want to know.
Because like, the guy matters enough to me for me to really want to pleasure him. Puis genre, the butterflies and school boots kind of like.
They enjoy that for
no,
some
but
reason.
you could still do it till the end. Just
I know.
Why does it have to go
like,
in your mouth? You know what I mean? You still finish him off. Why does it have to go in your
no,
mouth?
No, you do. But I mean, it's just like. Extra, you know, he's gonna extra like it, and I want him to extra like it.
I don't see how guys would extra like that.
For it's sure, like they do, though. Yeah, they do.
Why?
I do it because Tom likes it.
Why?
I don't know. Ask him. I don't know.
Call him.
No. No, that wouldn't go over well. First of all, he's probably with her daughter right now.
I don't see the point.
I don't know,
it's
but like
so
I said,
not a big deal. You
like
know what
I
mean?
Said, it's like it's not something that I usually yeah. do, but mm-hmm. when I do, it's like. It's because the guy is good enough for me to do that for him.
Because you're good enough, baby.
Give him a gun.
It kind of blew me away, the whole non-pill thing.
Really?
Yeah, because...
What do you use? Are you on the pill?
No.
No, you can't take the pill. Oh, you can't get pregnant.
Because I can't get pregnant, and I can't take the pill because it's too much estrogen, and it would make my body explode. And so I've never... It's like making me wonder now... I've also never had a guy come inside me.
Never?
Never.
Ever in your life?
Okay, wait. Okay? Until recently.
Until Ken?
Slightly.
Oh.
The guy before, too.
Who was the guy before?
My ex. I slept with him, and Ken does.
But
now
are you
I'm
on
like,
the pill now?
No, because I can't get pregnant.
Oh, right. So it doesn't
right?
matter.
But
are you 100% sure? That
exactly. I don't know anymore. Because I did that test 5 years ago, and I'm much better now. Anyways, let's see. let's see what happens.
Let's just wing it. Let's just wing it, and then right. I was like,
I'm 100% going to hell for sure.
Well, I mean, we've all had sex before marriage, so right there.
Does that matter? Really? Like to the point still. Where you get out of, you don't get to heaven?
Well, yeah, because you live dans le filth, and you're not pure.
You're not pure, but. Yeah, that's true, I guess. I never understood that.
I mean, I'm not really religious either, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it doesn't matter. Who knows?
I don't know. Every time somebody says that, I think about our friend, and it makes no sense to me.
Oh, that right. Is not having sex?
Right. Well, she...
Still wasn't. Isn't, but...
Well, maybe by now.
She waited for a wedding, but she used to masturbate and everything.
Did she?
Yeah.
With her boyfriend?
Nothing was ever inserted.
Nothing was ever inserted into
okay.
a vagina.
Mayla, I'm sorry. You're, like, missing the point.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's very difficult for me to think that other people aren't like that as well.
No, this week's my last week.
How did you not start with that?
I don't know. Yeah, it's exciting. But
yeah, my penis, like... and it's your last week.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I got a note from my doctor. Although,
if we take that phrase out of context, it's as if she's about to become the other sex.
You have a penis and it's your last week. Oh my god.
You know what
happened to me? So remember the whole story about the not the license plate, the driver's license that I had to take the picture and I was like, I couldn't smile. So I hated my picture. Okay. Since I took that picture, I never got my driver's license. Like they never shipped it to me.
What? That was a long time ago.
Yeah. And I'm very lazy when it comes to these things. So like calling back people is like, I'm terrible at that. So I finally called somebody last week at the driver's bureau and I was like, hey, so I never got my driver's license. And they're like, oh, okay. When was your birthday? And I'm like, April 30th. And they're like, holy shit.
You're supposed to call like after 2 weeks or something.
That's weird.
Yeah.
We're like the end of July, miss. Like, what are you doing? So they said, well, because it's been more than a month, you have to go back and take another picture. And I was like,
You still can't smile though.
Doesn't matter. Now I can get ready for it. I was so
excited. Practice your smile-less face.
I did. So I'm going to go next week. Isn't that cool?
Show us your smileless face.
No. But I found, you know how people are always like, oh man, I wish I could take it again.
Yeah.
This is how. Wait a month and claim you never got your driver's license.
Mm.
I actually didn't get it, but if you claim it, I'm sure it's the same thing.
Hmm.
So that was my exciting thing of the week.
You know, there's a letter in your entrance, huh? On the floor.
It's your driver's license.
I got that today. I have to get it.
Okay.
It's like a bank thing. I don't know. And so nothing happened at all. Yeah, we could go to Junkin Station.
Oh, word it.
Oh, word it. You want to do word it? Let's word it. One word.
Oh yes.
Bro, that's your cue.
Thank you.
I'm getting a girl tomorrow to come in to quote me how much it would cost to clean my house.
So every second week or so.
Yeah. You're not going to hire that guy again. Jesus Christ! Do you hear that thunder?
Yeah. No, I'm never hiring that guy again.
What guy?
The last cleaning guy.
60-year-old man.
No. I never told you the story.
Oh my god, it's hilarious.
Go ahead while she looks for the thing.
I've never liked having people, you know, in my house. Mm-hmm. I don't like having people in my stuff. It bothers me. I'm like OCD like that. Like I just, it freaks me out. So I've always had trouble with that. I also don't like having men or strange people in my house because I'm always like a little skittish about what could happen. Like I'm a wimp like that. So
clearly,
yeah, I'm clearly not you, Sloan.
I trust everybody. Yeah, bad.
I don't trust anybody.
I told my dad today that I was going to go to Portugal by myself. And he was like, I really don't like that. And he's like, it's like you're $1 million prize and everybody wants to get you. Yeah. I'm like, no, that's not actually how it is.
I would never do it. Like, I don't even like going to bars by myself. But anyways, so my sister has a cleaning guy that's been cleaning her house for years and years. So I was like, you know what? Let me ask my sister. This was like, 2 years ago already?
A while ago.
So I was like, let me ask that guy because clearly he's trustworthy if he's been cleaning my sister's house for such a long time, right? So I call him. I call her and then she gives me the number, whatever. And the guy wants to come over. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Cool. Come over. So he does it. He comes over. He's like a little old man. He's like 75. He does it. He does it with his wife. Okay. Oh, okay. Like initially he did it with his wife. Yeah. But his wife has been sick for a while. So he's doing it by himself. So I'm like, whatever. Okay. Just come and clean my house. So he comes over, he cleans my house. Now he's cleaning my house and I'm like, okay, well, I don't like chit chatting with these people. Right. So I pretend like I'm working. So I'm like on the computer and everything else. And every time he passes by me, he's always like, you know, trying to talk to me. And I feel bad, right? So I go and try to have a conversation. And he starts like telling me about how like his wife is sick. And she's been bed rest for a while and he has to do this by himself, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's too bad. You know, like it's hard living by yourself like that. And I didn't think. Then he starts telling me after that he's asking for a divorce. To a sick wife.
Are you shitting me?
I'm like, shit, yo, that sucks. Like, I'm really sorry about that, you know? Like, starting over, that's difficult. Like, trying to be sympathetic with the old man.
And then he's, like, telling you how he's dating a 42-year-old?
No.
Okay.
So, and he's like, okay, well, you know, and he continues talking, like, about his having to start over and but being single soon and everything. I'm like, well, you know, like, I just recently, no, what, was I single? Yeah, I was single at that time because me and my boyfriend had broken up for a little while. I was like, well, you know, I just broke up with my boyfriend and, you know, it's hard, whatever. But you'll be good. Don't worry about it. You're nice, man. Like, you'll be fine. So I leave. I'm like, fuck, I have to get out of this fucking conversation. So he finishes cleaning. He leaves the house. An hour later, I get a phone call from him because I have him on my phone. I see him like, what the hell? Jacques is calling me. So I answer the phone. He's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, good.
Where are you going?
Like, did you forget something? You know, like, what's happening? He's like, oh, no, I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, that totally rings a bell now.
What? I'm like, hi. Okay, well, I mean, I'm working now, so I'll see you next time. He's like, okay, great. And I hang up. I'm like, what the fuck was that? So then he calls me again. The next day he calls me and I don't pick up because I was like, why is he calling me again? Like, obviously, I know he didn't forget anything. So I let it go to answering machine. I go and listen to my voice messages after, and he's like, oh, hi, Charlie, it's Jacques. I just wanted to see how you were doing, and blah, 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 and telling me all these things on my voicemail. And I'm like, are you fucking joking?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what's happening? So I'm like, delete, 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 delete. He calls me again the next day, and I pick up just to tell him, like, okay, what's happening here, you know? And he asks me I wanted to ask you if you wanted to go for supper. Like, I'm like, I'm sorry, but like I started seeing someone, like I'm not interested, you know, like I never picked up his phone call again. I'm like, 75, 76 or 75-year-old man? Like,
come on.
God
Clearly, he has no money on top of things because he's like cleaning houses.
Does he have that going for him?
So since then, I didn't have a cleaning person. So I'm trying again.
So this person's a girl. Him.
I didn't fire him. I never picked up his phone call ever again.
So he never.
You're lucky he didn't show up at your house.
I know.
He knows where you live.
But I called my sister right after and told her about it, and she was like, "No, trying to pick you up? That makes no sense." I'm like, first of all, you know my sister. She's 15 years older than me. You've been cleaning your house for years, and you ask out his little I'm 30 years old. Like, I was 30 years old at the time. You're 75, 76 years old. Like, why do you? Anyways,
he was like 45 when you were born.
Oh my god.
That's wrong on so many levels.
That is wrong on a lot of levels. So yeah, that was my cleaning guy story. But now it's a girl now, so hopefully that will go better. And she won't try to pick me up.
Maybe she's a lesbian.
I don't know. Her name's Chelsea, maybe.
Is that a lesbian what name or
I don't know.
What the fuck?
That's funny.
Inner thought, guys.
Okay.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts. If only you tried as hard as you try to look good in a selfie.
My phone online. What? I don't understand.
If only you tried as hard as you try to look good in a selfie. Because when people take selfies, they try so hard. You for everything like else, they don't care.
It's true.
I think picture. Hope one of them will be good.
With an inch, turn to the left. Inch, 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 inch. Oh, that's a good angle.
That's perfect.
Inner thought.
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts. Why do they call little candy bars fun sized? Wouldn't it be more fun eating a big one?
Agreed.
Agreed.
It's true.
Yeah, it is true. I watched a video the other day and she explained why they call it king size. It's like, which king actually gave it the okay that this would be the size for a king?
King Henry VIII, because he was fat as a motherfucker.
That's true too.
That's the one that killed his wife by like beheading them.
Inner thought.
Inner thought.
Inner thought.
You really like were into that one. Close your eyes and everything.
It's my turn, isn't it?
Yes. Live the moment.
Me too.
That's actually pretty good.
It's more like, don't make eye contact, don't make eye contact, don't make eye contact.
And then it's, hi! So nice seeing you.
Like, you guys don't work in the same environment as I do, but I work in an office and there's like a long hallway to go to the bathrooms and there's no one ever in that hallway. But when you cross someone, it's a really fucking long hallway to just like stare at someone while you walk in, like, smiling, and you can't say hey from all the way back there. You have to wait till they be a little bit closer.
And then it's still awkward.
You just like stare at your feet the whole time.
You like stare at your feet,
pretend
like
you don't see them.
Touch, and then when you get closer, oh hi, like as if you didn't see them coming.
That's terrible.
I know exactly what you mean. I've been in that type of situation before.
Like there's nothing else. There's no like view. There's just like fucking un corridor de béton.
That's so funny.
I know, it's so awkward.
Alright, you guys want to go to a drunken station?
Yeah.
Oh. You guys changed up the tune. I didn't know when my cue came in. I am not musically inclined enough to know when the clap comes in when you change the tune. Let's try it again.
That was funny because you and I were like
looking at her waiting for the clap. All right then.
Should okay. we try that again?
No. Okay. Too bad for you. You lost. Next time you'll know better.
And it's funny because this one, the actually fit better on that tune.
I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
Okay, let's see. Oh, drunken station.
Did I tell you guys that I eat meat? I eat meat now.
Eated meat?
What? You eat meat?
I eat meat now.
What? How come?
I had cravings, and I figured if I have cravings, it's probably because there's something missing in my diet, so I'm just going to eat meat. But I'm not going to eat chickens because I love chickens. I think they're cute.
Yeah, you want a chicken. But maybe you were just missing like iron.
No, because I was eating a lot of green vegetables, and they're full of iron. So
like protein? Maybe you were missing protein?
I eat a lot of eggs and quinoa, so I figured, and peanut butter.
I've actually been thinking recently to become a pescatarian. Not even gonna lie. We're gonna like switch lives. Because I don't eat that much meat anyways. I love meat. Like, I would never call myself a pescatarian, but I'll avoid meat and then sometimes I'll eat it. You know
but
what
that's
I mean?
What I mean. Like, I'm not gonna go and fucking, like, today I had a burger because there was a free barbecue in the park up front for the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really happy with that burger. I was like, yes.
Burgers are delicious.
Yeah, it was a good day. And I had like two turkey sandwiches last week. I mean, like, that's all the meat I ate in like a week and a half. You know, it's not that crazy.
All the meat we should be eating in a week and a half. You know
what
I mean?
But that's like, it. I think I'm just more like conscious of it now.
Right.
Than before. But yeah.
So GBL goes, Brooke, wait, is it not polite to ask a random for a blowjob? Or is that just at a traffic light?
I think it's especially at a traffic light. But in general, you can take your chances. But
it's because it slows down traffic. Like, right. It's disrespectful for the people behind.
That's funny. What pets my peeves or pubes? When a question is directed at you and someone else answers it.
Agreed.
Agreed.
I feel like I do that all the time.
I was going to say, I actually have a really bad habit of doing that. If somebody asks Tom a question, I'll answer for him and it gets him so fucking annoying.
Does it really?
Oh my
God. At Toons Brian asks, all on a side, do you guys watch reality television or are you part of the solution? Brian, I am part of the solution.
So am I.
I am not.
I'm a fucking Kardashian fan.
I am a Kardashian fan and I'm a MasterChef fan. I love MasterChef. And that's considered a reality show, right?
Yeah, I think so. I hate reality TV. Yeah.
Me too. That's about as far as I go, to be honest. Like, I'm not into The Bachelorette. I'm not into, like, Big Brother.
I'm sorry. Keeping up with the Kardashians is bad enough.
I think that takes over everything.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm infatuated by them. Did you guys? Never mind.
And now they're having that Caitlyn Jenner show.
Yeah.
I am Caitlyn.
I'm Caitlyn or something, yeah.
Okay. And her voice is not even, like, higher. It's like...
No, she still sounds like Bruce, I know.
Well, yeah, but of course. Fantastic. What is she going to do?
His face finally makes sense, though. Like,
that I agree. She is pretty. Yeah, she looks like a man, but she's still pretty.
She looks much better as a woman than as a man, though. But she still sounds like a man.
Yeah. Yeah, but what is she going to do? She's not going to change her voice. That's very exhausting.
But eventually, with hormones, it does change.
And I think she
does
have, like, vocal cord surgery or something to change. Too.
Is she getting your penis removed?
I don't know. I keep hearing mixed answers to that question. I thought she was, too. And somebody said that in the Barbara Walters special, he said no. He said he had no plans for it. Because apparently he's still attracted to women. So I think he still wants to have sex with women. You often use a penis for that.
But what women will be attracted to her? Is it like someone that wants to get fucked by a penis, but that's loved by a woman? I don't know.
By the way, Ken said that he wanted to have a threesome.
Well, you guys have not been on enough dates to have this conversation.
I know. We're very, very in advance.
But especially sexually. Jesus.
Yeah. Anyways, Toons Brian said, would you rather drive Montreal to Vancouver with someone who reads every sign... or somebody that must stop to pee at every Tim Hortons?
Well, it depends on a lot
of
stuff.
Every Tim Hortons only? I'll stop at every Tim Hortons.
Yeah, me too.
Can I get an ice cap at every Tim Hortons? Because if so, that's fine.
And then you can also go pee at every Tim Hortons.
There you go. Right, because I'm going to have to with all those ice caps. And can I drown them out with music?
There's a lot of Tim Hortons on the way, though.
There's a lot of Tim Hortons. In Canada? Yeah.
It's like almost where you're taking your road trip. Almost every exit. Yeah. Like, you'll definitely get there faster if you're with someone that just reads the signs.
But while they're reading the signs, can I blare my music and not listen to them? Like, does that count?
I think so.
There's not enough details in that question. Actually, so I have a question. Who asked that question about the Tim Hortons?
Brian.
And isn't he American?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for remembering that we like Tim Hortons. Because we're Canadian.
And you know they have Tim Hortons in the States now.
Not as many as we have.
Yeah, no, not as many, but still.
And he said Montreal to Vancouver. Like, he was nice enough to say that.
Thanks for having the question related to us.
Yeah, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
GBL, hashtag drunken station. Besides wine, what alcohol do you enjoy? Here's one of mine. Port and a nice cigar.
Oh, I hate port.
Porto?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
What is that?
It's like the sweet, thick wine.
Yeah.
But it's wine. He said besides wine.
I'm going to Porto.
It's a type of wine, but I don't think it's considered wine. You are. I don't like port. I like, there's two drinks that I like other than wine and beer. I think it's beer kind of goes in the same category as wine.
For me, I'm going to say beer. I love beer. I like beer more than wine.
I like dark rum with ginger ale. It's one of my favorite drinks. And vodka.
Your face was really weird in that one.
You're like,
it's like, sexual.
I haven't drank in a really long time, guys.
I love dark rum and ginger ale.
You guys have no idea what I'd give for a drink right now. Mm-hmm. And vodka with...
I can't. With the closed eyes. Vodka with...
Perrier and lime.
I don't like vodka with Perrier or anything water related because it just tastes like water. Like, why?
No, it tastes like lime. If you use lime Perrier with vodka, all you taste is lime Perrier. It's delicious.
Really? I like things that taste like something. And so beer. Beer number one for me. You, Sloan?
Beer, definitely. I drink a lot of whiskey. Mm. I like a good Caesar to start the night.
Not a tomato juice fan.
I hate tomato juice.
I like a good Caesar, but it has to be really hot outside. It has to be like the perfect condition. It has to be between like 5 and 6, and I'd be like, or if I'm hungover.
That's really specific. Between 5 and 6 o'clock?
At night, yeah.
Okay.
5 or 6 degrees? Is that what you're thinking?
I didn't know what she meant. That's like a really, only 1 hour out of the 24 I could drink it.
It has to be very specific. And
wait a minute. It's 6:05. I can't bring that back.
I'd be like, beer it is. Beer it is. And then I finish with whiskey. Oh, but that, or if I'm hungover, this is like the best cure and I have to keep on drinking. Like I feel this weekend I will be drinking
heavily
Bloody Caesars every morning.
Every morning?
To bring me back to normal. Yeah.
What?
So yeah, beer, wine, whatever, whiskey and Bloody Caesars and gin and tonics.
So everything.
Oh, I hate gin and tonics.
Me too, it because
like
it's water.
Chemicals. I know. No, it's delicious. That. I don't know. I guess it's the gin. I don't know what it is. It's like.
Just drink good gin.
I've never had a gin and tonic. It was like, that's delicious.
Oh, it's so refreshing. I love it.
And
it wakes you up. It's like a slap in the face.
It's gross.
It's delish. It's
like, yuck.
So I asked a bunch of guys after how many dates. Oh, yeah. So I spoke to you about this, Sloan. I asked a bunch of guys on Twitter, after how many dates is it considered a relationship? They all said 6, which really surprised me.
That's like nothing.
That's nothing.
What was the question?
I tweeted a bunch of guys saying, after how many dates is it considered a relationship?
Okay, and they all said 6?
They all said 6. 5 or 6.
That makes sense, doesn't it? I don't know.
Does it though?
I have not been in the dating world for a very long time. I have no idea.
To me, with Kent, 6 seems like I don't know him at all. I do feel very comfortable with him, but that's crazy.
That is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I would have been in a relationship like 4 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Okay, I'm trying.
Are they mostly Americans? Maybe they're like on a different pace than we are.
Different pace? Maybe. So you guys remember that very offensive joke that we had?
Oh no, did we shock somebody?
Mm-mm. So Black Ghost goes, I think you only have one black listener, me. And I was dying laughing at that joke. So Black Ghost, I thank you.
Happy we didn't offend our one black listener. Because then we would have had no black listeners.
Yeah, yeah. But we also made fun of my paleness right after that. So,
which balanced things.
Yeah.
Right? GBL goes, episode 20 was possibly the funniest yet. The Chihuahua accents had me nearly peeing myself. I was lolling so much.
Lolling.
That was funny. And by the way, GBL's from New Zealand, not America.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
How the hell?
Yeah.
He needs to call in with his accent.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You need to call in, GBL.
Hey, we're like all over the fucking world.
And Dubai.
We only have like one person from every continent. So that's the only problem.
He said, you should totally come visit. It's amazing. You would love it here.
You know what? No, because I will die of like an insect bite or like a snake bite or like a fucking like.
They're like the world's deadliest animals on that continent.
Yes.
Over there.
And we're from Canada and we really live in a bubble. Like they try to give us vaccines for fucking everything here. It's stupid.
And we don't really have that many animals that would kill you. Like as much as people
nothing survives
like,
here.
Right? As much as people think like,
unless you get lost in the forest and you get attacked by a bear.
But even at that, like unless you're in BC and there's grizzly bears or you're like up north and there's polar bears, like the bears don't just like randomly walk around.
No.
Actually on my on my way to Maine like 2 years ago, we saw a mama bear and 2 baby cubs cross the street.
Really?
Aww, chuka chuka.
But like that's in the East Lake US, you know? And I was like,
hey! Exactly, US wasn't here.
You missed the point, Sloan.
Canadian bears are fucking pussies.
They're like, eh? Carp says, I have the perfect workout for you ladies.
Oh, yes.
I love it.
It's like a girl doing, I guess, not pull-ups. No, like definitely not pull-ups, but...
Curls.
No, but they're not curls. They're like those.
They don't know.
Okay.
They're curls.
Anyways, it's curls
with wine bottles.
Yeah.
JBL goes, as it's officially the 18th of July in New Zealand, happy last day of work, Brooke. Except he didn't know that you got extended.
Right. Sorry.
But thanks. It was very thoughtful.
Thanks.
Wow. He remembered that. That's good.
Yeah. Then we have...
Suddenly, I like him so much more because he's from New Zealand.
Brian goes, one day I plan on coming to Montreal for Poutine, catch a Habs game with old school and be yelled at in French.
Oh, if he wants to grab a... to catch a hockey game, though, tell him to flaunt his cash because
it's expensive?
It's expensive. Yeah. And he has to, like... He can't just show up one weekend and be like, we don't have anything to do on Saturday. Let's just go see a Habs game. Mm. It doesn't happen. Do we have voicemails?
Yes, we do. We have three. We'll listen to two today.
Okay.
And the next one we'll keep. Carp said, they say shoe size is compared to penis size, which is why being raped by a clown is super scary.
What? What was that?
They say shoe size is compared to penis size.
Oh, which makes sense. I get it.
Wow.
My head is not there, sir.
And the vigilante says, all went aside, wow, that racist joke. Just, wow.
Okay, look. If our one black listener didn't get butthurt about it, you can't get butthurt about it.
That's what I said. Black girls is fine with it, guy. Don't worry about it.
All that matters.
You're not allowed to get offended.
We took that road, so whatever.
We have a voicemail.
A voicemail? I thought you said we had like
two. Yeah, we have two.
Two.
Two today.
From the same person?
Nope.
Oh, nice!
Oh my God.
Two people listen to us?
You know Kelly from Dubai wants to call in. She's like, I always want to call in, but I don't know what to say.
Oh, come on. She can ask us anything at all.
Yeah.
We'll, okay. If not, we'll get her talking.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Black Ghost asks that, what would happen? What would you do if you lost your engagement ring and your fiance didn't seem to react to the fact that you lost your engagement ring?
Well, that would be a relief, wouldn't it? I'd rather that than he want to fucking kill me because I lost my engagement ring.
I think maybe she didn't like her engagement ring.
If she lost it?
Well, no.
I'm the queen of losing everything. So I could like love my engagement ring and still fucking lose it.
I would.
No, that's what I mean. Like maybe if you lost your engagement ring, you're not that upset about it. Maybe in the back of your head, you didn't actually like it.
I thought he said,
what would you do if you lost the engagement ring and you had to tell the guy?
And I thought it was also if the guy didn't really react to you losing it. Wasn't that the question? Should we listen to it again?
Yeah. Clearly we're doing this wrong. My question is, why was it in a pocket? In her pocket?
Could have been different reasons.
Yeah, it could have been different reasons. She was washing her hands.
Right.
Anything.
I never take off my rings.
My thing, like, I work with my hands constantly in water. So whenever I wear a ring, it's very often it's coming off. So I kind of, like, I get that. And I would put it in my pocket. Maybe that's why I'm not engaged.
But I think I would just fucking, like, if I loved my engagement ring... I would like lose it. I would probably start crying and be like, oh my God, right.
That's why I was saying that if my fiance didn't have a reaction to it, that'd be a relief to me.
He'd be like, it's okay. We'll get you another one. You know, like maybe not as expensive, but we'll get you another one. You know,
I wouldn't care if I lost it. I mean, I would care being like, oh shit, I lost it. That fucking sucks. But I wouldn't fucking care.
I would be sad because the only guy that will marry me will buy me something that's old and vintage. And automatically, I will love it. You know,
If a guy wants to marry me and can comes with a brand new ring, I'm going to be like, take that shit back.
I don't think I want an engagement ring. I do. Ever.
I just want an eternity band. That's all I want.
Eternity band?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this, but all around.
Yeah, that's all I want. It kind of doubles as like engagement ring, wedding ring, everything.
What just am I doing? Oh,
it's I just thought a you were ring giving it like, to
yeah. me. No. This one here, the small one?
Yeah.
Oh, I... Oh, nope.
Something to wear.
You know what I want? A deposit on a house.
That'd be nice too.
Yeah, but see, like to me, an engagement ring shouldn't be more than like a few hundred dollars.
Yeah,
like,
agreed. I actually saw a really pretty one at the bay.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was rose gold. And I think diamonds, if not all around, half around. It was like $600.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I saw really like...
Hint.
Except he doesn't listen to the show anymore.
No, I know. He stopped.
I've never worn jewelry in my life. So for me, like having an engagement ring is weird. But I saw nice engagement rings on Etsy. But it was like rough diamond. Mm. So raw diamonds. So not polished, nothing. It was just literally a rock on...
Yeah,
a ring.
I follow,
and that was nice.
A colorist in LA, and she just got engaged, and that's how her diamond is.
Yeah, I like that. If it had to be anything, it would have to be something that you don't see anywhere.
Does it have to be a diamond? Like, is that what it is?
Well,
traditionally, diamonds are beautiful.
Because I'm not such a fan of diamonds.
It's media that told you that it had to be a diamond. It doesn't have to be anything.
I just want...
It's Birks that did that.
I just want it to be old.
Birks? Was it Birks that did that?
No, well, probably Tiffany's.
With a pearl and stuff.
Yeah, like, I think I'd like that better.
No, was it Tiffany's? I think it was Birks that started it. That diamonds are forever.
But no, sorry, Black Ghost. I mean, I'd be sad. I would be sad because it's something that my boyfriend would have picked out, especially for me, and then I lost it. It's like it's sentimental value that I'm losing, you know? So yeah. I'd be sad.
Yes, yeah.
And if the guy didn't have a reaction, I'd be like, okay, then just go buy me another one. Right. We're all good.
Obviously, money means nothing to you.
So there you go. Do we have another one?
That's a good question, though.
The beers company?
They're the ones that started that?
Yeah. So, yeah, next message. Ready?
Thanks for calling in. We like getting voicemails.
Yay! He actually sent us another one. We'll listen to it next episode.
Okay. Oh, good stuff.
In his car with all that wind? Or...
But we have to remember to listen to it next episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was sent by Devil Vamp.
Oh.
By email.
Oh.
But it's a MP3.
Oh.
Well, so guys,
like a whole roller coaster of emotion there.
Oh. Okay, let's see if this works. That's hilarious.
Hello, ladies. From All Wine Aside, DV here. So, with all this rose/first date talk, I want to know what makes a guy endearing to you. In other words, why do you choose the guys you choose? Is it the face, the abs, the body, the eyes, the legs, the personality, the feet? Ladies are supposed to be better than men, so explain to all the men why you have chosen or are going to choose the guys in your life. DV from Cerebral Satire, out.
The legs. Well, I've never said, damn, that guy has fine legs.
Doesn't guys always have chicken legs, though?
They do. They have, like, little butts and little legs. Like, whatever.
All guys. Some guys have masculine trunk-looking legs, no?
I don't know. Every guy I've met always had chicken legs.
Yeah, me too.
No, Tom has, like, firm legs.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing Ken has like, chicken legs. Nothing like, go out with them, but...
Yeah, so there's...
Patricio! Okay, so let me tell you about this rose story. And please, be honest. So a guy, you have a first date with someone. Okay, never met the guy and you're like... No idea who that is. Okay.
So they get flushed.
So you have a first date with a guy, never met him in your life. He says that he's going to come pick you up. Comes to pick you up, rings the doorbell, and he has a flower.
Ugh. I would throw up in my mouth and probably really? Close the door.
I think it's a cute gesture, no?
Ugh.
Yeah?
It's like, but you're supposed to be going out with this guy, but you've never met
him? No, you've never met him before. You're going on a first date.
No.
He shows up with a flower.
Somebody, like, set you guys up?
No, like...
Well, you
does it really matter?
Like met him on Tinder?
Sure.
That's
whatever.
How people meet these days?
Never met.
I don't see what's wrong with showing up with a flower.
I find it so fucking cheesy. Like, c'est dégueulasse.
So, Devil, Vamp, he does that. And we had this huge conversation about, like, how I was telling him about Ken. And he said, so is he, like, showering you with flowers and all kinds of stuff? I'm like, what? No, we've been on for, like, 5 dates. He's like, what do you mean? He didn't show up at your door the first time with a flower? And I was like,
ew!
What?
I'm not saying they have to, but, like, I definitely wouldn't take it bad, like...
I would.
Somebody bring me flowers.
The first date, though?
I would. Why not? I would.
It's not
I
a fucking
would.
Engagement ring. It's a flower. It's a nice gesture.
I know. It's just so fucking cheesy. It says a lot about a character, and that's like not the character that fits with
me. Yeah.
And I'm like, keep your flower.
I guess I like cheesy guys.
Yeah. So really? He spoke about it on his show.
He had a hoe, and then he was like, let me talk all over you about this rose.
He spoke about it on his show with Cerebral Satire, and, they said the same thing as me and Sloan. We're like, you can't do that. That's like in the 30s. Like, I imagine like on a prom date.
It's like, not even in the 30s. It's like in the 80s. Like those cheesy period. Like in the 30s, they were like more original. And
were they though?
Oh, yeah. They were just like, everything was better in the old time.
It was cute.
I don't know. So
along with
he
a box
said,
of chocolates.
So basically, he was the only one. I guess him and Brooke are the same. There you go. See, Vamp, you can go. You can go out with Brooke. She likes that.
If Tom allows it.
Knocked up though. Heads up.
So yeah. So he says, based on that, what else do you guys look on, guys? But Vamp, by the way, if you listen to our previous shows, we talked about this already.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure we've covered this.
So that's a fail.
And we couldn't agree.
We couldn't agree.
We couldn't really give you an answer.
For me, it was arms.
Yeah, I like arms a lot. But the guy has to have, like, some kind of face that is somewhat appealing to me. He doesn't have to be drop-dead gorgeous, but I have to find something.
He has to make sense.
Yeah, and I work much more on the vibe thing.
I was just about to say, I think for me, it's, I think, and I think this is what I said last time, too. It's a vibe.
Unless the guy is, like, dirt ugly, but if he's, like, regular, if he has a good vibe, he's just going to end up being, like, amazing looking in my eyes.
Right.
Yeah, agreed. Exactly. Personality agreed. Will make you...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
To an extent...
But that's true though.
Those eyes talk
a lot today. I went out with a lot of guys that at first glance you would be like, oh, he's not that cute, but because of his personality I found
totally
him fucking hot.
Out. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Me too.
Totally. So, big personality and arms for me.
Big personality and big arms. That's all you need.
Not big arms. I want powerful arms.
Ugh.
They don't have to be big.
They just have to be like shaped nice.
Yeah. Not The Rock. That's gross.
Yeah.
Like that. I hate guys that are too buff.
But you see, his personality kind of makes up for his overly large arms.
Ooh, The Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. He has like great teeth.
Yeah. And he's so
that's
sweet.
That's not personality.
His personality is great. I know. His teeth are awesome. And that. No, he's like really sweet.
He's sweet. Yeah, he's funny. He's charismatic.
Yeah,
does he talk? I never even heard him talk before.
What do you mean? He plays in all these kids' movies now. Like, Tooth Fairy and
you
shit.
Hear him, like, I've seen, like, real life, like, scenarios about him, like, doing awesome things for fans. And, like, he, like, stops to make time for fans.
Yeah, he's, really? Like, a really nice,
yeah,
like, genuinely like nice dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I find him a little too buff anyway.
I agree, but I'm saying, like it kind of shows his personality, yeah. Mm. Except for that.
Okay.
Except for the fact he's overly large.
Not in the best ways. Anyway, so that's that, guys. Guys?
That's that, guys?
That's that, guys? Any last words?
If you're not in Montreal, you should come for Oshiaga.
Which is this weekend.
Yeah, but it's a huge festival. Like, it's like from the likes of like Coachella and shit, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, it is.
I don't agree. It's true. It's probably true, but I wouldn't go anyways. And I don't work that weekend either. And your birthday's soon.
I'm going to be 31. I hate that number. I'm so scared.
I know. It's such an ugly number. Yeah.
I'm like, I remember last year at the same date, I was like, I'm 30. I'm almost 30. I'm close to 30. I'll be 30 in a month. I'll be 30 in 3 months, you know?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I'm 30. Like I'm holding on to that 30 until the last fucking day.
Yeah. You could hold on to 30 till 32. We'll understand.
Yeah,
I hated being 31.
That's what Brooke and I did. We were 30 until we were 32.
Mm. I was actually thinking of maybe I'll just say I'm 32. Yeah. I'll just like bump a year ahead.
I did that too. Yeah. 32 is a nice number. I would be 32 for a while.
It's nice and round.
And,
It's bubbly. 31 is like useless.
Yeah, it's true. I completely agree with you.
It looks like a detached bee.
It should be like it should actually, you know what it should be? It should be
like the line like jumped over and.
But it should be you're 30, then you're 30B, and then you're 32.
Oh
yeah,
30B,
30B,
or 30 and a half.
Or like KG says, she's 7 3/4, and she's like not even close to that. At all summer she's been saying that. How old are you? 7 3/4. Your birthday's in February. You're like hardly 7 1/2.
I wish I was 7 1/2.
You know what we tell her? She's 7 2/4.
2/4. She'd be like,
whoa. Awesome. 2 quotas?
2 quotas?
2 whole quotas. Okay, so that was episode 29.
29.
What?
21. Are you afraid of number 22 and you're like, let's skip like 8 ahead?
No, it's 21.
And I'm not even drunk. This is our first
sober episode.
Somewhat.
Well, no, we're definitely sober.
I had 2 beers, you had 1. And she had water. And that's why we sounded like... So next episode, we'll do something crazy.
We'll like, drink 3 bottles.
Lines of Coke before.
Or give a line of Coke to Brooke.
That won't screw up the kid, right?
No.
All he's the parts already, are there.
It's all formed up.
I think he's only missing lungs at this point.
Oh, that's fine. That's
actually
this will exponentiate. What?
What?
Exponentiate. I love it. That's a nice word. That makes more sense than the actual word.
I don't know what the actual word she was trying to say.
Exponential? That's the actual word.
Yeah. But it will
increase?
Yeah. Exponentially.
Oh.
Increase with cocaine, like it'll just like
push it further, faster.
All the cells will be like, "Whoa, what's happening?
We're ready next week."
No, check it out.
But as of yesterday, he's viable outside the womb. Like if I
oh, so we're good. We can do lines of coke.
Yeah.
Totally good. Totally legit.
No problem.
It's not recommended. But if they had to, they could try to save him.
They could. She looks down her belly.
If they had to.
If they had to.
It's just if they had to. Because if they had other things to do, it's okay. Just let that one die. I'll make another one.
No, but I mean, before
no,
yesterday.
No, we got a boy. We have to keep him.
Gotta keep him. Gotta try to keep this one.
It's like he's gonna be the pride and joy of that family, man.
Today, when we went and picked up KG from camp, she introduced my belly to one of her new friends as her brother.
No.
She's like, this is my brother.
Oh my god.
That's so fucking cute. Oh, that's cute. I like that.
In French, like, ça c'est mon frère.
Oh, even in French, look at that.
She's doing so well this year. I'm so proud
She's
of her.
She's like, ça c'est ma mère, ça c'est mon frère.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. That's okay, so cute.
I'm gonna go get poutine.
Sounds delicious.
Is it still raining outside?
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
I think we're okay. Do you have a screwdriver though? Because my bike is falling apart.
Yes, I do.
Fantastic.
I have like an hour to ride back. So.
Sure. And it's still sunlight outside.
If you want to tweet us, #AllOneAside. So see you later.
Kinda.
Okay, bye. Bye, peeps.
Bye.
Stay sexy. Stay sexy. Montreal.
Snow needs to drink more on these podcasts.
I know. If you have a UTI next week or the week after, I'm just going to shove that wine in your mouth.
Like a fucking funnel.
With a funnel.
Head back.
Okay, bye.